A new analysis published today has tipped on its head the idea that girls tend to drop out of science, technology, engineering and math subjects at school because they don't do as well as the boys. The report shows they do perform just as well in the so-called STEM subjects. Educators are hoping confirmation of that will give girls the confidence to embrace the topics at school, university and well beyond. Louise Creeley has more.
Science, technology, engineering and mathematics are subjects favoured by boys at school and industries predominantly worked in by men. Professor Emma Johnston is the Dean of Science at the University of New South Wales and the President of Science and Technology Australia.
We see quite strong gender biases there, and we'd like to be able to explain them, because if we can explain and understand them, then maybe we can rectify the situation and reduce the bias.
A new study led by UNSW and published today in the journal Nature Communications looked at the academic grades of 1.6 million students from year one to university in both STEM and non-STEM subjects. It found girls and boys performed equally well in STEM subjects, and Professor Johnston says the results raise questions about why so few women are working in STEM fields compared to men.
So in the past, some people have thought that the reason there are more men in STEM workforce jobs than women is because actually men are better at STEM. What this study does is tells us that it's not about the performance or the capability of men versus women. At the moment, there are half the number of girls doing physics in year 12, half the number of girls doing advanced maths in year 12. Are the girls dropping out because they're not confident? Well, they shouldn't be worried about it. They have exactly the same abilities.
Rose O'Day is a PhD candidate at UNSW and the lead author of the study.
The biggest gender differences we were finding in language subjects or history subjects, so the non-science and math subjects. In science and math, the differences between girls and boys is quite small, and so we find that overall there's similar grades.
Rose O'Day says her interest in the topic stemmed from her own experience.
Growing up, I definitely internalised the message that maths was hard and it required innate talent. So in the last 2 years of high school, I didn't choose to study the top level of maths. And then at university, I really regretted that decision.
And Professor Emma Johnston says despite now being a science leader, she too struggled with a lack of confidence in a male-dominated sector and hopes today's data will inspire budding female scientists.
We need to break down those negative stereotypes that might be holding girls back from seeing themselves as a scientist or a technologist.
The President of Science and Technology Australia, Professor Emma Johnston, ending Louise Creeley's report.